This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Now, for some of you that go to the gym, you understand the importance of a good Spoonus pre-workout. Sorry, I was reading the brand. That sounded like weird. But if you love pre-workout, it is like a hit that you didn't know you needed. And my favorite personally is C4. Cellular C4 ID Blue Raspberry 60 serve small tub. $64.99
at your
Chemist Warehouse.
Ah, Chemist Warehouse. Proud sponsors of the morning shifts.
Scrolling. No water, G.
The Chemist Warehouse.
Let's push.
Give me some.
Let's go.
Never fold.
10 toes down, baby.
Now.
You know who it is.
I'm trying to be like you, mother.
Shush. It's too late to turn back now.
The Morning Shift. Powered by Uno Media.
Everything in between is a talk to us nicely. I did it wrong. I'm doing it again. It's a talk to me nice Thursday. We're here for our morning shifters from our misters.
Tihe Mori Ora.
To our sisters.
Tihe Mori Ora.
We're back for another show just in case you missed us.
Do it. This
is all powered by Uno Media on a talk to me nice Thursday. I think I had a little lapse there. It's Tihe Mori Ora. If I said that wrong, I'm so sorry.
We both haven't lapsed.
We're good, but we stay blessed.
No stress.
We've got you covered like a round sundress. Welcome to officially the number one show if you call down under your home. Welcome to New Media, the people's media.
Let's pull.
Say no more, take your shoes off at the door. Everything you want, nothing you don't. Real people, real talk.
And if we ain't number one in the charts, hopefully we're number one in your hearts.
Let's get it, get it.
Hey,
we got
hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey. Seriously, this beef has got us thinking we can get in the booth.
Hey, what is on the show today? Jordan, you've gone with some advice.
Mine took a turn. I was trying to I was trying to have a little bit of fun, but then I was about to fall asleep last night. I was talking to my missus about the responses that were coming through for Shift Nation. Basically, we asked our Shift Nation in their 40s to give advice to 20-year-olds listening. And I thought, you know what? We're going to sit in the pocket and we're going to have a moment. Not like cry our eyes out, but there was some awesome advice that came through.
All right,
let's do it.
Okay, that is on the show. Also on the show, it's potentially advice as well between you and your partner, and your partner's said best friend who happens to be the opposite sex. If you sit in that boat,
nasty work.
It's a conversation that we are going to have on the show today. Work. Mark, what you got for us today?
Yeah, I'm really excited about the gaming shift. Of course, Spark Game Arena gives us a chance to talk about something we all love, and that's a bit of gaming for us. And this week, we talked to the dude who ran the fish and chip shop Spaces. The best player this country's ever produced when it comes to Street Fighter 2. Cannot wait to talk to Ghost Chips, a.k.a. Regan Kelly.
7-time national champion on Street Fighter, baby.
Himothy, man, Himothy. But we always start the show with an absolute boy. And I have those honours today. And I've gone back to my tour, Mark. I said, brother, the last one we did, that was so incredible. Can we do another one? So we've got more AI for you. Now, I gave him a little bit of a brief this time. Country lover myself. I said, hey, man, can we have a little bit of country? And then I said, dedicate this one to all my heartbroken and sad people in the world.
No, you said the single shifters. You basically said the single shifters.
And you know call what? Them heartbroken and sad. Not all of them are.
Here's what AI has.
We've been shifting high and low.
Yeah.
Hey, hop on that.
For that love that's real and true. In a world that's so fast-paced, but
slow down. We gotta slow down, baby. Slow
I
down.
Ain't giving up on you.
I will never, baby. Don't ever do it.
Talk to me nice Thursday, heartbreak and pain. But I know my love's still out there.
Oh, how to part
ready to open up my heart. Show you just how much I care. I'm tired of playing these games. I want something deeper than lust. I'm looking for love.
Wow.
Something I know I can trust. been shifting high.
Brooke.
Wow.
What do you think?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I was
you gonna chart this?
More than lust.
It's better than some of the things I've heard as of late. Not bad there, buddy. We might be on something over here.
I mean, I know we've kind of knocked some of the AI tracks, but that's fine.
The last two have actually been all right, Mark.
Considering you just prompted and pushed enter and 30 seconds later, it comes back with the song.
I'm not heartbroken at all.
Start today good. How are we feeling, boys?
Yeah, I'm super good. I'm excited for, of course, what is going to be Mother's Day this Sunday. And part of our relationship we have with one of our partners, our friends at Chemist Warehouse, gave us the opportunity to go shopping for your mums.
Not our mums, your mums. Yeah, that's why I'm going, because we've got to fix that up.
We're still
going
to go shopping. I just want to say congratulations to Hosanna. You are the winner of the fragrance that I chose.
Oh, that was good.
Tell him, bro.
What was yours, Mark?
Man, I'm going to try and pronounce it.
Him.
This was the... apologies to all the people who know what this is.
Merci, s'il vous plaît.
Lechem by Prada.
Prada.
Okay, so Hosanna, we're getting that sent out to you. That is Mother's Day gift for you. And of course, Brooke's video has been released, and the winner of that, congratulations,
Drumroll,
Linda,
please.
Yeah, good girl. You will be receiving.
Good girl is the perfume, guys. Good girl is the perfume.
Carolina Herrera from New York. Of New York. You get the shoe. It looks like a shoe.
How much did that put?
I don't know the actual
ballpark range.
Ballpark it. You're looking at, I think it was close to $400.
I love that.
No, I said to the lady, I said, look, all I want here is to get the most expensive thing. Because, you know, sometimes it's, oh, we got it wrong. But you can't get the price range
wrong. Don't cut corners with mums. No.
We got the most expensive thing. So, Linda, good girl is coming your way. It's got a caramelly note to it. I was a big fan of it.
I went with the deal. I'll announce my winner tomorrow.
We'll announce that winner tomorrow, yeah. You know, I'm excited for Mother's Day. It's going to be, this is our chance to salute our mums. And the mums in our lives that we're
just
in.
Want to encourage you too. Sometimes, like some of us feel like we don't know what we're going to get because maybe some of us haven't nailed those presents over the years. But just any real effort is going to show, and that's the main thing. Put that effort in. Don't do the old, I got you flowers. What else you want? No. Take the time. Put the phone down. Put the game away. Put the golf away. All
spend
right.
Time with Mama
Wake the kids up. Get them changed. Showered and dressed.
Some of you might have to go to
all of that.
6-7 different houses. That's all right. You look after every last one of them, all right?
That's sound advice, Jordan. I completely agree.
Happy Mother's Day. Let's get into Daily Bread.
Let's do it.
That's right, guys. Daily Bread. Breaking bread
with the news of today.
And today is May 9th. That is 130 days deep into the year. 236 left to get her done.
Get her done.
It's Lost Sock Memorial Day. The
it's
lost
day,
sock, man. How many times do you go fold the washing? Do you go into the dryer to grab the socks?
Where has
and
it gone?
One has taken off.
One in two times, I think I go in to wash my clothes.
Can I say an embarrassing story? You know how we two times you allowed us to purvey, utilize their equipment.
Correct.
I got some two times you socks, and I hit the roof at my family when only one came back out in the wash. I was like, which one are you? Because I know I'm efficient. Mm. I know I'm putting both socks in this wash. Which one are you?
It was Jana, wasn't it?
Guess who it was?
Nah, it was Ava.
Oh, no, it was that cat. That cat has come around and stolen one of your socks.
No, it just happened to be tied up in one of my pants, in the leg of the pants. So I actually went nuts at everybody and said, where's my other sock? And, yeah, because I hate the Lost Sock Memorial Day. But it is that today. It's also Tear Your Tags Off Your Mattress Day.
I thought you'd leave those on.
Yeah, why did you tear those off?
I don't know. That's just a quirky celebration.
So are you supposed to tear those off?
I don't know. I would leave them on.
Yeah,
I've never thought to tear them off.
Do you guys flip your mattresses?
Or?
Of course I do.
Yeah,
When was the last time you flipped your mattress?
Oh, yeah, I flipped. Bro, flippy like
you're
a kickflip, baby. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Flippy kind of a guy.
Like you're supposed to, aren't you?
Because the springs deteriorate and stuff, eh?
You know, I think it's supposed to be with the seasons.
Oh, really?
Spring, you change for the spring. Yeah,
And happy International Christina Day. What do we think of the Christinas in our lives? No, salute to the Christinas.
We're not doing that name today.
We're not. Who's Christina?
I don't even know. We ain't making no comment on Christina's today.
Well, happy Christina
just saying,
Day today.
And honestly, I didn't even got a thought in my head. I just feel like that's a name we don't need to touch. We leave that right there. My daily bread for today. Austin Rivers, who, incredible
high school baller. A lot of people clown him because he's on the news now talking that, but he was him coming out of school.
Oh, I thought you were going to say incredible NBA player. I was like, but incredible high school player, absolutely.
His ball tape, I thought he was going to the league.
Like, he was still legit.
Because that's Doc Rivers' son, right?
Yes.
That's how I know him as Doc Rivers' son.
Yeah, true, but he still made the NBA. We've got to give him props, and he's got some great takes. However, he said on the broadcast recently, while J.J. Watt was sitting next to him, I can take 30 players right now in the NBA and throw them in the NFL. You cannot take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA. That's
such a stupid thing to say. As an NFL fan,
I know Brooke want to agree, though.
But, yeah, but he's right. You could probably specialize, take some special. They could all be tight ends. They're all going to be 6'8". They're all going to be good with their hands. That's all you need to do to be a tight end. But you can't, like, there's only five players on an NBA squad, well, in an NBA team, starting team.
But then you could argue that there's so much room for NBA players to get in special teams.
Totally. That's what I mean. So it'd be easier to take. It'll be easier to take an NBA player and put them into the league because there's 53-man rosters. There's plenty of space to be able to do it. Whereas in the NBA, there's less playing spots.
You're taking the fun out of this, Mark.
Don't come at me.
Supposed to be so much fun.
The real athletes belong in the NFL.
What an NFL stats guy. Okay, just pause. Let's just play this out a little bit. Who could play in the league? Who could play?
NBA players who could play in the NFL? Yeah. LeBron.
Rubbish.
LeBron could... But he could play, though, right?
Yeah, but no one's put their shoulder through his sternum.
Westbrook.
I'd say Westbrook could play.
Yeah, I see Westbrook could play.
Where's he playing? What position?
Running back, bro. You give him the ball here and give him the ball.
He's playing defense.
He might be a little
big, safety.
You telling me
Russell Westbrook is playing safety. 6'3", 6'4".
I agree with probably Calera to be a safety. Ooh. But you think about him trying to carry the ball.
Russell Westbrook, he got that dog in him. He does. I do think he has that dog in him. I do think that. But, I mean... JJ Watt was on the on the broadcast, and he said to him, "You don't got a job either right now. Why don't you go ahead and try it?" Austin Rivers saying, "No, I did 30 others anyway." That's my daily
brief. My daily brief for today. I am back with the accent because it has been. It is now in finish home. Drum roll, please. The greatest mafia character of all time. Because you didn't drum roll, I have to do it again. Tom Shelby.
What? Yes. Nah. Recency bias, but
bro, beat out Corleone, my boy.
But he also beat out, just while we're here, he also beat out Tony Soprano.
A proper mafia mob, yep. Remember.
Tony Montana.
I haven't watched The Sopranos yet, but I know I need to watch it. I'm sorry.
These are all mafia members, not like Shelby.
Well, hey, man. Look,
he was a traveler.
I'm the messenger.
He's a gypsy, brother.
Bro, it was
We're gypsies. Get along, bro. Read the room, bro.
You know what he is?
Mafia. Hop on the train.
He is the winner of the greatest mafia character of all time. So, Tom is
Come
Shelby,
on. That train's leaving, bro, and we're on it.
I also have another.
Shelby.
Hey, really quickly. In Japan, these guys are so ahead of the game. We've had 1G, 2G, 3G. We're up to 5G now. They're like, no, we need more Gs in the world. We're up to 6G over in Japan now. They're moving and they're grooving. Japan reveals the world's first 6G device that's 20 times faster than 5G.
Well, what are they going to do about the protesters with 6G towers, though? That's
Why are they going to keep going up? Why don't they just make 5G faster? You know what I mean? Like, why are we going to 6G?
You know what I remember about Japan? Is a dude who talked about fungi on Joe Rogan. The Japanese railway system people, sorry, this is such a bad story, but they made a replica of all the railway systems, and then they put a mushroom-like fungi through and it naturally showed the best way, and then they built their rail stations underground off
the fungi.
Off the replica they made.
Wow.
That's tough, eh?
I haven't seen that one too.
That's tough. Didn't really explain that amazingly, but...
it feels like they used a certain part of nature to show them what the best way of getting around something was, and then they followed it.
And it worked.
Almost spiritual.
Damn. Almost like, just listen to the indigenous natives of the land. Crazy. All right, that is Daily Bread, guys. Breaking bread
with the news of today.
This is The Morning Shift.
Every week I kind of want to ask a question to the Shift Nation. And so it's not an original thought, but yesterday on socials I said to our shifters that are in their 40s, what would you say to our shifters that are in their 20s? Kia ora. Now, in great Shift Nation fashion, a lot of people saying, kia ora 30, but just want to say, I said, we didn't ask you. Some of them had some great advice too, but I said, sorry, you didn't have your 40s privilege, okay? But great, you know, not saying you didn't say something good. But I was thinking about how to kind of give everyone's feedback, and I thought, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to sit in this for a little while, because what I realized is we could be having a moment here for someone in their 20s in Shift Nation. We don't know what they might hear right now that could change the trajectory of their life, their children's lives, their children's children's lives. You know, when we actually think about it, how sometimes, you know, moments create momentum. That's what my mum always told me. Moments create momentum. And when I thought...
I've never heard that before. That's great.
That's great, isn't it? And so when I was reading all the Shift Nation comments from people in their 40s, I thought, I don't want to rush this. I don't want to... I want to read this out because it really surprised me how much certain themes came through. So let's start. Marcus said, invest financially in your 20s. I started in my 30s and have done well, but I always think I should have done this in my 20s instead of buying pointless crap that isn't around now and spending $300 a weekend clubbing on Courtney Place. What a vibe, though.
Man, are you that last part? He said, like, it's all right, mother.
In brackets, he said early 2000s.
So yeah.
What's his name?
He's in the 40s. Like, if he's in his 40s, that was when Courtney Place was on.
It was firing down there. You can't. That's a lifetime experience that I'd like to keep.
100%. There's a few here. I just want to get to them quickly because I want these themes to really, really play out.
Mishmosh.
Charlene said, finances. Sure, don't take out loans or credit cards if you don't need to. Keep an eye on your credit history and credit score. Alalela, don't party crazy. Spend impulsively. No savings and wreck your body. Don't do that stuff. I'm 45 and started health journey because every part of my body hurts and aches now. I have dentures and glasses. Worst part is I get drunk sometimes and I can't find my dentures the next morning. Okay. Thanks so much.
My teeth.
Leper said, I'm 40, but a note for our young, heartbroken ladies and gents, you don't need to record yourself crying, please. Thank you. Okay, we can leave that one out. Kylie said, don't be heartbroken and waste days in mourning that relationship. There truly, truly, truly will be others who make you feel loved again. Another person has said, instead of going clubbing and spending all your wages drinking or on that hangover food and not saving anything at all, please save for a house, or if that's not possible, save so you can go travel the world. The world wants to meet you.
I so agree with that.
But you're not 40, so shush.
Yeah, you're right, my bad.
Yep.
Correct. This is a funny one. That KFC that you put in at 20 will be hanging over your jeans at 40.
Wow. They say moment on the lips, forever on the hips.
This one says, don't sweat the small stuff. Laugh and smile more. Be present in the moment. Always be kind and help others in need. Always say I love you back to the ones that say they love you. Don't talk bad about other people. Talk to someone if you need help. Don't be afraid to be yourself. Love yourself and be thankful for all the blessings and lessons. Preach. Creating is greater than knowledge. It's okay to get rejected. It's okay to be wrong. Don't be too broken up over a breakup. Take risks. Back yourself 100. Respect your elders.
Who wrote that?
Like that one.
That's
that one
incredible.
Duck Damn, Pond. Duck Pond on Instagram wrote that.
Well done.
Wayne said, work out every day. Invest now. Work through your child/school traumas now. In your 20s, work your ass off and level up your job every 2 to 3 years as fast as you can. Fast track your earning potential at double the rate by staying loyal to one company, getting 3% increase annually. That's one way of looking at it.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that might not be for everyone. Something that's worked for him. You don't need to be in the clubs every weekend. This is from G45, Glenn45 on Instagram. You don't need to be in the clubs every weekend spending your paycheck on alcohol and lollies. Side eyes. Put it away so that you're living it up in your 40s. Regards, Mr. 43 this year. I'm just going to keep going because I'm enjoying this, okay? This is for people in their 40s talking to shifters in their 20s. Don't get that loan for a car and pimp it out. Save it up to get a deposit for a house. Work in your 20s to relax in your 40s. There's no other way around this. My advice to people in their 20s is just do what makes you happy. It's okay to get married in your 30s, and it's okay to buy a house in your 40s. Don't rush into other people's expectations. Just go at your own pace and focus on your own path.
I like that one too.
You know, this is kind of powerful because it's like, this is like real lived experience advice, eh? Like, this is humans really, like, literally writing in what they wish someone told them in their 20s, you know? Like, that's cool. What do you got? Well, sorry, actually, we can't ask each other. We have nothing to say here, Brooke, because we're not enough.
Like, I want to say something.
Mark, I asked you to prepare something.
Oh.
Because since that you are in your 40s and you are Matsu Mark, what did you have to say for us?
I think my advice and the thing that I wrote out is probably aimed at what I would like to have heard myself personally at 20 years old. And it's not too dissimilar to one that you've just read, but it was, if you are in your 20s right now, I would urge you to take this on board, because you may have already read it somewhere, or probably someone may have said it already, but if you can take this moment to actually hear it and feel this with love, you are enough. When you truly do believe this, more things that you actually want start coming your way. You are enough. Enjoy the micro things. Don't be too focused on securing the bag now and owning a house. Take some time to enjoy your 20s, because your 20s pass so quickly. Then you're in your 30s and there's new things to enjoy and experience. So you've got to, all the advice that's given to you and what you do with your money and stuff like that, you've got to live your lived experiences. These, you've got to just 100%. Take the moments instead of being so focused on getting everything else. I trust you are enough, and enjoy what little responsibilities you may have right now. Enjoy your body. Enjoy being free-minded. And
enjoy your body.
And yeah.
Yes, bro.
Being able to go for a run whenever you want, not getting beaten by a four-year-old. Like all these things, those are the things that I think about. Enjoy your life experiences at 20, because they just change before you know it. And you get a new set of experiences to enjoy. But don't miss this phase of life, because you're hungry to run before you're in enjoying this walking.
100%. I actually did this because I was thinking of Hendo. Hendo's like 21, he's young, right? Boy. He's in 20s. And sometimes when we catch up on our weekend, like, it's so evident. And I think even Brooke, me and you look at each other sometimes, because we're like, man, we remember like thinking like it was, you know, everything's about the moment. And this, for any 20-year-olds listening, it's not anyone saying like, you know, we think better, but we do wish we heard some of this stuff when we were in our 20s.
Without a doubt. Can I have a go? Because I'm actually closer to 40 than I am 20. So, like, technically, I'm, like, halfway there.
You have a go. Yes. We'll decide if it's worth it.
I'm not. I didn't let anyone else have a go, but, Brooke, you can. Because I've got one last final comment to end up.
Nah, I'm going to say my one anyway. Hendo, bro, if I was you and I was, like, to my youngins, this is the best time to make mistakes. Go ahead and make mistakes. Make mistakes in the relationship you're in, the job that you're at. Work it out. Because in your 30s, 40s, it's a little tougher to make mistakes. Go ahead and learn from your mistakes. Travel the world. I got told once, travel was the antidote to ignorance. And you see so much when you get to travel the world.
Preach. You have one in there.
Yes. You see so much when you travel the world. So if you get the chance, go on your OE.
Brooke's the only one. He's only got to talk because he has a mic, guys. Sorry for all the 30-year-olds I rejected.
Yeah.
But we can take something from this. This is the last one. I wanted to end with this, all right? This is from Melanie. She wrote out a big, long message. So I just want to get through it real quick. Eat those opportunities up. They will take you far and further than you can ever dream. Home and everything you are familiar with will still be there. Look after your health, especially your teeth, vision, hearing, and feet. Always speak up. Get comfortable with advocating for yourself and others and others that cannot. Your voice is valid, but also be an excellent listener. Listen to what is being said and listen to the silence. That speaks volumes. Love on your people. Put effort into your family. Build those relationships and make memories. You will never regret it. Don't be petty. It's ugly and a waste of energy. Let things go. Forgive easily and quickly, but don't be anyone's bush. Learn to save money consistently, no matter how hard it is. Invest early. It's much easier than you think. Believe people when they tell you about themselves. They are warning you. Wolves in sheep's clothing exist. They're real. I get it. We all dream about the one, but realistically, you may have three main partners in your life. It's okay. Don't be too hard on yourself. Choose wisely, because your choice will determine your peace and your future. Those two things are priceless. Treat it accordingly. Last paragraph from Melanie. Your word is your bond. Mean what you say. Become a student of people. Observe, reflect, and learn why people are the way they are. The lessons you can learn from them are priceless. Remember to attack the problem, not the person.
Sound advice. That sounds like a Bashir rap.
That is advice from our shifters who are 40, for our awesome, amazing, capable, trailblazing shifters that are 20. Good advice. Some of our 30-year-olds are like, we're going to steal that too. Thank you. Nice shift mission.
Is the morning shift.
Jordan, love that.
Love you.
Let's boil the jug. Let's have a little
stay back.
Who wants it? Love you too.
Thank you.
We're not needy at all around these way shifters. Get to know us. Shifters, we're going to boil the jug. There's a little tea here that I like to deep dive into that came onto our Facebook Shifters page. For starters, it's anonymous, which is it's a bit of a common theme that's going on around these ways. But this one, I think, deserves to be anonymous.
No sugars, thanks, Jordan. No sugars.
All right, here we go. I'm just going to dive into this one. Read it out. Shifters, I need your advice. I might be overreacting, especially the ladies. No, well, you got three of the boys here, so
hey,
you're going to get the boys' advice.
You're going to get the boys.
Would you be okay with your man having a female friend who confides in him about her marriage issues?
So gender is important.
I'm just reading it out first. She's not your friend, she's his. This means she messages him at whatever hour of the day. He had to play a peacemaker between her and the husband more than once. The part that's tricky is they message each other in vanish mode, which I didn't even know was a thing.
I honestly don't know what that is.
But according to him, she doesn't want her husband getting hold of the messages.
Oh God, you couldn't tell me like, go do vanish mode. I wouldn't know how to do it. So that's what I mean by that. I actually don't know either. But what I'm assuming what it means
Snapchat.
Is the
Snapchat.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have Snapchat.
Oh, Snapchat's writing on the wall. That's not good.
But anyway, apparently you can do it on iMessage too. You broke the news on that. Remember? An update?
Oh, yes. No,
you don't even know your face. You're like, slightly
different deleted messages, but you see, he was on something over there. Back to the task at hand, though.
He was like, oh.
Sorry.
Back to the task at hand. This shifter, lovely lady, is looking for some advice. Where do we stand on this? What's our initial thoughts on this?
So is she overreacting? Is she overreacting to the idea that her man's is best mates with another female and they talk exclusively with disappearing messages, whatever that is, about the relationship
with other females?
How do we feel about it? Is she overreacting for not liking that? But straight away I say no.
Why?
Straight away I say she's not overreacting to that. That is, me personally, how I would view it is that's anytime a message is disappearing from another lady, that is a sign of disrespect to my own relationship. So for me, you can look at my phone at any stage of the day, any time of the day. Don't be DMing me. Don't get me in trouble, because what happens is my wife has got free access to all of that. Because if that's a thing for her that she needs to have going on to make her trust me, then that's how I run my relationship. So there would be no way I would be involved in anything like that. So I wouldn't think of it as an overreaction if this was my wife in this situation.
It's not, but what we're missing is context, right? Like, I want
which
to know
everything.
If she is... And by the way, I'm just trying to find an angle here. Like, we're having a yarn. But, like, if there was an angle here, the angle is if you are... Are they married?
I'm going to go with assume so.
Like, if they're together, this wouldn't be... this. There would be a knowing that potentially... Because what I don't want to do here is pretend like there aren't platonic male and female relationships that are actually brother and sister. The vanish mode's crazy though. You know what I mean? Like that gives me the ick. But like, I'm not trying to just like throw the baby out with the bathwater here and just say that it shouldn't that shouldn't be friends. And if it was someone that you were dating and you were courting, you would have been able to see that relationship and you would have been able to vet that dynamic.
You can do the eye test.
And to see, but generally speaking, give me some alarm bells. Generally speaking, like I'm trying to find an angle here, just for conversation's sake. We're on a potty. Ta-da.
There it is. I was trying to find an angle on this one too, and maybe the best one I could find is I don't think that the husband here, and we're calling husband, not actually sure, but husband is looking elsewhere. I think that the problems might be coming from the other relationship. And she's just looking for someone to vent to. So maybe there is the potential there's not too much to worry about here.
Go find your own girlfriends to vent to.
Like we said, they might have been boys since day one. Just the
woman sleep with woman. The woman sleep with woman.
It does not matter. In my book, like, we've got plenty of conversation we can get out of this just with what we know. We've got enough evidence to suggest that this isn't ideal. And
I'm trying.
I put my hand up and say, I get enough drama in my own relationship. I cannot be bothered fixing somebody else's, especially. Do you know what I mean? Like, you got enough going on in your own relationship. Really, to then be going and helping fixing other people's?
So here's something that's coming to me. Should the rule of thumb be? Like, something that I would love in my relationship that I think exists now, but I'm not going to say I've cracked it forever. I don't know. We're going to go through our trials and tribulations, potentially. But if there was someone that I confided with more than my partner, I would see that as an issue about our issues. Like, should, is that, but I get that. Oh, okay, Jordan, congrats. You got a cool relationship. Like, but I, in my mind, that's just like, it would be alarm bells for me personally.
Mm.
Now, there are some, and I mean on the frequent, there are some things that I might go to my close friend that is wiser and say, look, for this particular issue, with respect to, you know, the privacy of our relationship, what do you think I could, maybe, what am I not seeing here? There are things that you're going to go to other people, right? And you're going to be like, I might need some counsel here. But that's not the rule of thumb. And there's definitely like, there's definitely a thing where, like, what I confide in my partner about us is you are the number one person that I come to confide mm-hmm. about this. And so, so in terms of context there, maybe there's a communication problem, but it is alarm bells, right?
Perspective. Like, that's what you should be going to friends for, right?
Correct.
Not for the deepened means. Like, that's a bit of perspective on
and
the top
if you,
of my head.
And if you enjoy that, and you're doing that, there are people that probably enjoy that and are doing it and probably don't even see it as a red flag. It is. And that's not saying that you want to go do something or hook up with that person, but it should be something that you go, oh, hang on, I do actually confide. And why do I do that? Actually, we're getting into another round. What about this?
Flexing our own relationship.
It's getting tricky. No, it's not. It's not.
What about, because... I was about to say, we don't have the time. We got all the time in the world.
Yeah, of course.
What about if you, it feels high school, but I know it's such a thing. You and your partner, obviously, but you've come into this relationship and your best friend is of the opposite sex. Mm. Like one of my closest friends, she's a girl and I would spend a lot of time with her. Just generally speaking, outside of confiding in this person so much. Mm. Like Mark, you even said before, like there's a line here that I won't even come close to rocking with.
Mm.
But it's case by case, but like it's not a problem with me.
How would you feel though, Brooke, if you found the love of your life and the love of your life was like, I don't feel comfortable with that relationship that you've had since high school. I just don't. And to make me feel better as the person who I would like to be, the person who you confided in, I would like to replace that person, and perhaps you don't have as deeper conversations with that girl.
Hell no. See you later.
See you later to that person.
But this is under the premise that that is platonic, right? Like
as platonic,
yeah. It's platonic. And that person,
capital P.
That person is showing up. They've cried with you. They've been at funerals with you.
It's almost a brother and sister relationship.
Those relationships exist. Okay, that's what I'm yep. getting passionate about.
However,
sometimes they do exist.
However, to stop, I'm just asking.
You're pushing me off.
Relax a little bit, guys. What I'm asking is, if this love of your life that has recently come into your life. It's some of her trauma that she's facing and that she's having to deal with. And to help with that, to help get her to that place with you, she has asked you to just take a knee on that friendship. Not completely stop. Just you don't have to say everything all about our relationship to that person. Is that a fear?
I answer too soon. I know my answer. You go, bro.
I mean, yes, that is fear. In the courtship of the relationship that you're holding, you obviously
you don't need
want
to
protect
share those
home base.
Things, no. Yeah.
No, you're right. Okay, there would be levels. I would get to a level, but to eye something completely, there is no way.
No. If that. Here's the conversation that we don't have, that we forget about.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a platonic friend of the opposite sex that is like brother and sister, We're not talking about roll your eyes friendships where, yeah, but then they ended up being something else. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about where, like, it's tapu platonic. And the quote-unquote love of your life comes along. You know what the conversation needs to be? What you're asking of me is something that you're asking me to do something, to move in a way that you require me to move with you, which is loyalty. So... how about this? I understand why you're questioning it. Let's work on this. And what can I do to prove to you? What's going to make you feel more comfortable?
Just don't open up as much to her. Just like you don't have to be, like you've got me now. I would prefer you that relationship that you've just had. I'm playing the partner to you now, Jordan. Mm. You're gorgeous.
You've been waiting for this moment, haven't you?
What I would like for you to support my shortcomings in our relationship at this moment, I'm sure I'll get better with it, but can you please... you don't need to talk to her all the time. You don't need to give her all the insight that's going on in our relationship. Can it be me and you talking about us stuff now.
Hey, bestie.
Like you, look, really.
our dynamic might have to change just a little bit, but I'm gonna
tell you how to dry or not. Like we always knew we were gonna get here. We're gonna start a family. You know, we're always not. Now once I found mine, you found yours. You know, the time was gonna stop, but you know we got each other for life.
I'm still
bags.
Tell you know
we
what
got bags, but you know we're trying to start a family and stuff. You know, we buy a house together. You know, I'm gonna be more. My time's more taken away, but I got you.
Interesting.
In closing. Going back to the original one, though, the
top flickers.
Writing might be on the wall for that one.
Restful.
Double check home base. Love you, shifters, man.
This is the morning shift.
The gaming shift.
Morning shift.
With Spark.
Game Arena.
Lomu. Oh. Can you get to him?
Ah, yes, we enter the game arena. Thanks to Spark arena. Gaming Shift. Well, Spark Game Arena with the Spark Gaming Shift. What we've got on today's show is it's busy. Brooke, it's the easiest way of saying it's busy.
She's booked busy, baby. What is on the show today? We have, it's a bit of an honor to it sit down with this man. And the reason is because we all want the title that he's got. The 7-time National Street Fighter champ Regan Kelly, aka Ghost Chips, joins us on the show. And just the humblest dude that will give you a hiding on the sticks. Boom, bam, bam.
Correct. He's incredible.
What is it about Street Fighter and being the best at it?
I'll tell you what it is. It's the OG game, like for my older cousins, where I felt like that had like respect value, like on the streets, or being able to say it, or just being able to be like, that's the guy. Like, my cousin Richie, he was the guy in our family, and I just used to like marvel at all the stories my cousins used to say about him.
Totally. You know what
I mean? And I wanted to be there. And it was like a game that represented respect.
And in reality, though, right? Like, so you go into the gaming realms to get that respect, but it also carries through onto the streets.
Oh, totally.
If you were a Street Fighter 2 player.
And if you could win both, like you win actual street fights and then you win Street Fighter, oh my gosh.
Well, Ghost Chips is him, and he's on the show.
He's him.
He is him. We're also going to be reviewing the LG OLED Flex screen.
Nah. Which is a flex, by the way.
Which is a huge
flex.
We're
all going to review this TV.
We're going to climb in on it.
Do you want to let them know, too? Maybe what could happen later, eventually? Well, we'll get to it.
But also, we have a prize to give away. That is the $10,600 worth of sets.
I want
V-Bucks. The V-Bucks. And we've had a bit of a change up on how we're going to do it. You can hear all about that. And, of course, the interview with Regan Kelly, a.k.a. Ghost Chips, all coming up today on the show.
Let's move.
But we always start off with a few headlines, and this one was an interesting one. Xbox has pulled back the curtain on its latest controller design. It's called the Fire Vapor Special... The Fire Vapor Special Edition Controller. And the cool thing about this controller...
Sounds fire.
It works on the Xbox One Series XS PC, but get this... You can also Bluetooth it onto your mobile. So if you're into your mobile games, you know how you can, you know, you can be playing the mobile games
Xbox
now.
Xbox might pull me across there.
Well, that means that you could be having the screen as your mobile phone.
So I could play Fortnite on Xbox.
Totally.
With a controller and it's
on your screen on the phone.
Oh, wait, chill, hang on. Dog, chill.
Hang on.
Elche, lad. Elche.
Also, Nintendo.
Oh, I'm looking at it. It looks pretty good, too.
It looks good, eh? Nintendo has also revealed its updated Switch console numbers. So the Nintendo Switch has sold 141.32 million units.
That's a lot.
The actual console itself is predicted to hit around 154.82 million units. What does that mean to us? Well, potentially, that will surpass the all-time sales record of the PlayStation 2 and Nintendo DS. So it could be the most popular selling console of all time. At the current rate that it's going at.
I feel like I don't give Nintendo DS like its props because my immediate friends aren't really playing that console, but clearly...
It's doing well.
If you're in that realm, it'd be realming.
Yeah, they'd be telling us that we're all asleep. We're asleep at the wheel.
Can you play Fortnite on Nintendo?
And finally, Helldivers 2 developers release a cape commemorating the account linking controversy. So, if you haven't heard,
don't do that, eh?
In a nutshell, Sony and PlayStation scored the ultimate own goal when they decided they wanted all PC players from Steam to sign up for a PSN account. basically, we all have to have a PSN account if you're playing on PlayStation.
That makes sense.
They were trying to, and I'm hesitant to use the word bully, but they were trying to convince people.
Strong arm.
In the PC world, that if you wanted to keep playing Helldivers 2, you actually had to sign up for a PSN account.
First of all, if you own a PC, who thinks that you can't bully someone that uses PC? Like, they're already on a level. Like, you can't, they're going to out-troll you. They're going to...
They do this.
Like, they're at a level that you can't actually, like, push over. How did they not know that, Sony?
Well, that's the silly thing. The community went nuts. So after 2 days of not having the service of PC Nation helping spread democracy, backed down.
They're like, we're good.
Yep,
we're good.
Sony, PlayStation, backed down.
You know what we've been thinking.
And now they reckon...
And now they're giving them a gift.
You know, here's our olive branch.
This is something that's quite heartwarming for the gaming community. If you think about it, Sony's massive, PlayStation is massive. They understood their mistake. They're now looking to try and move on from it, and they're going to give you a gift to be a part of that.
And they'll be forgiven for it. They'll be like, any other industry,
100%. Any other industries, like, they're not backing down.
Nah, up yours, up yours all. You know?
They double down on nothing at all. All right, we need to take a break. When we get back, we are going to be talking about the LG OLED flex screen. You know what? It has been an absolute treat to be able to review some of the cool games.
As a what?
And some of the cool equipment here on the gaming ship, thanks to Spark Game Arena. And this week, it feels a little different because the piece of equipment that we have been previewing and reviewing for your listening pleasures, the LG OLED Flex Screen. Gentlemen.
They ain't wrong when they say flex.
Like, let's stop with the hype. Like, this don't need no help. I thought it was an alien type technology, you know? Like, I'd never seen this in my life, bro. All of our jaws dropped. Like, yes. Can we just be honest?
Oh, I'm there with you. I said, what's happening? That's what was happening.
What are you doing over there? What's happening with the TV? Mark, you make sense of the words. Like, what happened?
It felt like witchcraft. It felt like we needed to take it to the stake and burn it. There's no other way to explain it.
I'm a believing, faith believing kind of man. You know what's going on?
I found myself. I was standing up at one point.
We got fear in this room.
How much movement you have to get someone to stand up?
What we are referring to is the Showcase Flexible Display technology. This is the TV screen that can actually bend. So what you do is you're on the remote, and this is before we get into all the other stats. The things like it's got a 0.1 millisecond response time, which means if you're gaming with it, it's almost doing
it before you.
It changes before you've even had a thought. But the screen itself is incredible. You can have a setting where the entire screen bends around so that it matches the contours of your eyeballs. That's the basic way of putting it. We don't have flat eyeballs. So what that does is it helps with your peripheral. So you can actually see things to the side that you wouldn't have been able to see if you're playing on a flat screen. These things are not toys. These are serious weapons. These are so cool. And I think without going through ease of use, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. The remote was easy. Visual appeal, it looks incredible. It's got LED lights that back on the back of it that just light up and in time into music or whatever it is you're playing. The gaming experience, I mean, I didn't lose a game. Nah, jokes. I lost plenty of games, but it does help. It certainly does help. You're not searching for players on the screen. They are all around you. Overall, a 10 out of 10 for me, and an exciting piece of kit to play with.
It's almost too high def, like, for the gaming software.
it's got too many flicks.
Especially with the bend.
It's a serious piece of work. It's awesome.
I mean, where did you come from? You're right there. No, it's incredible. It's curvature.
Exciting news to come.
Yes, the LG OLED Flex is not just ours to be playing with, though. We actually have one of these to give away. They are available right now. If you go to spark.co.nz, you can actually find the screens themselves. You will find that they value up at $499,000.
Wait.
Edit that. Definitely edit that. No. It's $4,999.
Hey, that one was...
How
are we giving this away? I feel like this needs to be, like, pretty epic, eh?
Oh, there's an epic giveaway for this.
Yeah.
You know what? You know how we've been doing our highlights?
Yes.
We need to give one of these away to the winner of the month. It has to be the highlight of the month. Yeah. I think that's the only fair way. It's such a massive prize, and it will change your gaming experience forever. That's the fairest way of doing it, yeah?
Yeah.
I love that. Armani, Drawsy, D,
Do your thing.
Hello, hello. Today I thought it would be better just to start it off. Psycho, it's the one and only Drawsus, vanquisher of demons, destroyer of evil, most winningest Gang Gang Gamore player in the Southern Hemisphere.
Hold on now.
The handsome and humble Drawsalicious. Hello, guys.
what's cooking? Good looking.
Hey, what's been happening in the gaming community for your front at the moment, Imani? I mean, you look after the community. You're our socials man.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Just watching the Gaming Shift community just come together, post all their clips for the highlights. Just pretty much. I co-casted with another shifter in his debut as a caster for a Call of Duty tournament, so that was cool as well.
Work it.
Just planning a Dungeons & Dragons online campaign with some of the shifters. And, yeah, we're just trying to do a whole heap of stuff and hopefully do the Fortnite custom at some point.
Oh, so. I can't wait.
You need to call us for that. You need to call us for that because we're on.
Are you heavy into Dungeons & Dragons? And what's the recent appeal with it? Because I know it's made a massive comeback. What's the story behind Dungeons & Dragons?
So
that's the card game, right?
So it's like a role-playing game.
Yeah, so it is.
The game... Anyways,
what was that, bro?
Sorry, just something came over me. Something just took over my body and I started transcending. But actually, I think the coolest appeal of Dungeons & Dragons, and this is kind of like on the heartstrings kind of things, is that it's actually super fun, but it also gives people the opportunity to just, you know, be someone that they wish they could be, or like kind of, like, shed those external troubles, you know what I mean? Like, say, if someone's quite introverted, then you could be the most charismatic person. You could just live up to your, you know, heart's content. So
I like that.
It's just a whole heap of different cool things that you can do in Dungeons & Dragons. Some people say that, you know, you're not playing against the campaign, but you're playing against the DM, who is the Dungeon Master. And that's pretty much the person who sets the world. You immerse yourself into it, and everyone's working together. So,
but these games can take years to complete.
Oh, mate!
So like, that's what's amazing. Like, I've watched some YouTube highlights of like best friends finally ending a game after two or three years, and like, I didn't even know what the heck's going on, but it made me almost want to get emotional.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy, bro.
It's honestly crazy. Like there's one shots, which is the one that we're looking to get started. It's just one afternoon where you do a quick character set and then you finish it on the day. But like you said, there's ones that last years.
Lifetime setting.
Some people do it so that it's like just crazy long. Yeah, it's really fun.
It's an expression of self through a character. Is what I'm hearing, which is super cool. Each week you join us, Imani, to give us a gaming terminology. What have you got for us this week? What are we guessing?
So I thought, you know, last week was a bit of a controversial one because, you know, just the prediction of it. But I thought to give a bit of a wholesome one. It's an abbreviation. So I've got GLHF.
GLHF.
Yes.
Get low, high fire.
So it's something that you would say like at the beginning of the game maybe. So it's more wholesome. It's a bit of
it's not wholesome.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck.
High
yes.
five.
Good luck. High five.
Close. There we go.
Four. Nope.
It's
H, buddy.
You tell us, brother.
Okay. It's good luck. Have fun. So you know.
Aww.
Here we go. You know, F-H. Some people say in a trolling way, but
GLFH.
You know,
thank the bus driver.
GLFH.
GH.
Love that.
I like that. Thanks, Imani. Always a pleasure. Coming up next.
It was delicious.
Coming up next, we trial out our brand new way of giving away some V-Bucks this week.
Oh, come on, those baby.
10,600 V-Bucks up for grabs.
You buy anything.
This is the week's highlight criteria for our latest giveaway on Fortnite. It's the best solo wins. Let's see what you got.
I am so excited. We're switching it up, baby. We're no longer doing the sound spark, guys. That was cool. We loved that, but we wanted to get our community more involved, and we've decided no better way than starting with the TGS highlight of the week, brought to you by Spark Game Arena.
Yeah.
This week's highlight that we asked for was your best Fortnite solo win.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
So, talking my language.
Yes, sir.
Thanks to Hendo, 5 videos have been selected from our entries. We are going to watch them, and for the first time, we'll choose our winner after them. So,
can I just preface that I'm watching this as how I game. So, gamers who are better than us.
We gamers.
Like, if if it blows our minds, it genuinely blows my mind. Like, give us a little bit of grace period.
Like, we're sweaty, sweaty.
And thanks to the team at Spark Game Arena, we are going to be giving a shifter 10,600 V-Bucks to go ramp up some new skins.
Have you ever seen that much V-Buck moolah? Have you ever seen that much V-Buck moolah? Let's get it, baby.
All right, let the videos begin.
Highlight number one. Okay, cool. Crouch, yep, nice, storm closing in.
This is Corey Slater.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Corey, I see, using the environment. Okay. What the heck?
Well, you can kick that through. Oh! I didn't even know you could do that.
Oh!
Are we learning today,
through the rocks. We got two more. That's 1v1.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. I like that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He went through Onyx. I didn't know you could move through the rock.
Corey Slater, entrance number one.
Hang on. Are you telling me that he had to guess that he was through the rock?
Nah, he saw the footprints.
He saw the footprints through the rock. That's amazing. Okay. Okay.
Great start, man. Great start.
All right. Number two, Nahana Tompkin.
Oh, he got
Oh, he's on builds.
Sweet skin.
Get out of here, boy.
Yeah.
Talk to him too.
Get out of here, boy. Take that crown.
Oh, we are on now.
Okay.
Oh, I got a shadow box now. Mid game.
Oh man, he's streaming and he has to do his. He's got to do his.
He's
his
getting
shadow
tired.
Boxing.
He's getting tired from that. That's gonna affect him potentially.
He's left the game.
And now we get the win.
Oh no, he's back.
And now we get
the
win.
Oh wow.
I'm showing my toes, bro.
Show your toes.
That's us.
I can't even keep up on builds. I can't even keep up.
We got.
Potion. Chilling. Oh, my days.
I count six shots.
Let's go. Am I doing it?
And back
was
to
that
work.
A headshot? Moving?
I mean, the building is enough. That's impressive to me. You know,
if they're doing stuff Brooke can't do, then it's impressive.
Beautiful. Well done, Nahana.
That's crazy.
All right. Up next, entrance number three is Hayley Enright, Michaeli John. Bunny suit.
Got that. Okay. Cogan. Shotgun. Heels. Escapes.
Oh, I didn't even see that person, so you got a 9. With no scope there, too. No scope.
No long range weapon. Okay.
Oh, I'm coming.
Get over here.
Bring that up.
Footsteps.
There's a few.
You ain't doing it.
That's what I'm talking about. Auntie wanted a smoke.
She said, bring that here, boy.
She said tobacco.
She came right to the fight.
Tobacco.
Okay, that wasn't bad.
Wow.
I like that.
Entry number four, Lyric.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling death.
I see that. Baby, he on one life.
Oh, he saved them?
Hello, bozo.
Oh!
Oh.
Damn.
From
the bottom of the mountain?
Enough!
How are people this good, bro?
Hey, he would have been...
How are people this good?
He would have been angry.
Like, Brooke
first
can't do that.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Talking on his behalf.
Oh, no,
he
can't
even do that.
Jordan's so right. I can't do that.
I can do that.
Wow.
I mean...
Hey, bozo.
Doing that on White Life? Come on now.
All right. So our final entrant for the 10,600 V-Bucks for this week is Wiki Hemi.
Run out of sprint. I see. Wait for it.
Good lineup of guns, though.
Wait for it.
Three left. Oh, in the bush. Three left. We're on builds again.
Oh, good builds, though.
Here he comes. Oh, down to one.
We built this city. We built this city.
Still 40 goes above.
Schmack.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Just offload. You're at that point now. You just offload.
Got it.
Oh, I'm on that emote. Hey. Walk. That's my favorite emote.
Let's go.
Ah, OK.
can do none of those.
Okay. Wow, wow, wow.
I got to be honest, I struggle to understand builds. For me, it feels like...
We don't play that's foreign
to us. We don't play that's foreign, so it's a little bit biased. I don't, and you know.
Can I lock in my one first?
You lock in yours first.
I'd like to lock in number three. Mm. And the reason I want to go with number three is went to the fight. Didn't back down. That's a bit of me. You want the glory. You know, very. It's few and far between when you drop that explosive, you land on, and then you come out of there winning. She took care of business. Stood on business. I'm going to go with number three.
I got to be honest. I got to go with 3-2.
I'm also a massive fan of three.
That's what I'm talking about.
Congratulations, Hayley Enright Galley-John. Hey! You are the winner of our first 10,600 V-Bucks thanks to the team at Spark Game Arena. But it doesn't end there, team.
You're a gamer.
This week's highlight criteria, best squad moment on Fortnite. Best squad moment on Fortnite.
Oh, now, we might get it. We're doing this week.
Yeah. Please remember, though, to keep your language to a standard that your mum would allow in the house, all right? We've got to be able to play it out on the podcast. You've got until Sunday at 6 p.m. to get those entries in. We've got more V-Bucks to give away thanks to the team at Spark Game Arena.
And you go on the draw to win that TV over there.
Yeah, you do. Ooh, yeah, you do. Well done, Hayley Enright, McGalley-John. That is incredible. And I like that.
That's how I game.
Like so that.
That's a lot of me gaming right there. I like that.
Coming up next, the person who we all love as well. It is our man we call Ghost Chips, Regan Kelly, our best Street Fighter player. How good?
Humble as cat.
Is the morning shift.
Shift says I'm getting in here early because this is we got him. Come we on. Got him right here. We're already the most humble man, but you got a title that so many of us want. Regan Kelly, a.k.a. Ghost Chips. Congratulations for being the seven-time Street Fighter National Champion. You are him, and we've got you on the show. Thank you for joining us, brother.
Yeah, morning.
That's the energy we want. You know what I mean? Like, we're the cheerleaders. We're the ones who want to be great at that game, but you're the great one. So what an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio.
We bow down.
We do start all our interviews, though, with one question to see where it starts. And it's the first game you ever played. What age were you and what console were you thrashing it on?
Ooh, okay. So for context, I was born in 2001. So I grew up with a PS2 in the household.
Yes.
Man, you got your whole life ahead of you, man. You're still good.
I think my first game was either Spyro 3 or Ooh. Gran Turismo 4.
Oh, yeah. Gran Turismo 4.
Dragons and Cars.
Love that. I think our excitement is I know for me, in terms of, like, you know, seven-time Street Fighter National Champ. For me, I get nostalgia from my cousins and how much they adored this game and they loved this game. And then it's also met with a little bit of trauma because they never really let us young ones on it. You know what I mean? But for you to be born in 2001, the game obviously came out a long time before. And then, you know, now this is kind of your achievements with the game. Where did your love for this game start, bro?
Yeah, so I came a fair bit after the times of getting beat up at the arcade.
They were real, apparently.
Yeah, and getting smacked for locking the machine or doing handcuffs with Gao. my love for Street Fighter came from my dad, who's the one that grew up in that time.
Wicked.
Street Fighter 2 came out when he was about 14, 15. And so a console's always been something that we've had in the house. And obviously the first opponent that I had for fighting games was my dad.
Yeah.
And then after I beat him, it sort of transitioned into just general local scene and then national scene.
Let's not
gloss
over
that.
Let's talk about beating dad. Right?
Took the big ticket. Like, you know,
that's a journey in itself. You know, how long did it take? You know, when did he say you were going to beat him? Like, what was that first match beating dad? Do you remember the match?
Yeah, I do actually.
Who were you?
It was Xbox 360, so actually a long time after we started playing games. We had this like hyper fighting demo on the console. So it was just Ryu and Guile. I was playing Ryu, he was playing Guile, and I just learned how to do like crouch medium kick fireball. I just did that over and over. And I got lucky basically. Like the first match is always a lucky
still
one.
Humble. Yeah. Still humble. Yeah, yeah.
So it took a few more months after that before I was finally, I got this.
Yeah. And was dad, was he humble in defeat or was it like?
Yeah, no, he raised me to try my best and try to do well. So when it happened, he was like, it's happened. It's all.
Pass the sword over.
Regan, the idea of Street Fighter, like, is it about mastering the character's moves or is it about looking at your opponent and knowing and sort of mastering their moves? Like, you know, when you talk about beating your dad and you've been able to do it consistently, he'd have a style, right? And you get to master beating that person's style, or is it actually just mastering the characters?
No, it's fully both. You have to understand your own character, your opponent's character, and then obviously the way that your opponent wants to play. You don't have to counter everything the character does. You just have to counter everything your opponent's doing.
100.
What would you say your style is? I'm butter mash heavy.
Low risk, low risk, medium reward. I'm really boring to watch.
Really?
Oh.
Because I watched a video of you before and the crowd was up off the chairs.
That's just because the set was close. It wasn't really because of how I was playing.
So humble, man.
The 7-time Street Fighter National Champion reckons he plays boring. Come on.
Maybe the first time I won Nets, hype. The second time, pretty cool. The third time...
When you're playing this game,
what's the journey like? Do you pick your character and you just try double down, or have you been through trying to master every character so that you know their nuances and different and their weaknesses? Like, what's your game plan with that?
So usually I pick a character and I stick with them, and then I just learn every other character just for the basis of learning how to fight them.
Oh, bro, that's levels, yeah. Man. That's levels.
Can we get into that a little bit? Like, what for the casuals, I'll say we're always going to go Ryu, Ken. Probably.
Yep.
What's an underrated character or characters that aren't talked about as much that you feel should get more props?
Ooh.
Geeking out now. Let's get it.
Zangief in general is pretty ass. don't play that character. I know there's a lot of love for Geef here. I think Balrog. Balrog's always a strong character that doesn't get played that much. So anybody that likes boxing...
Yeah.
I think should definitely look at her.
Who's your go-to? Like, if you were going for the world title and you had to pick your character, who's your go-to?
Or Bison. He's the final boss. Pretty cool character. Psycho Crusher. Always purple. Wears a hat and a cape.
Yeah, yes, I do. I know that because the game's developed. I just remember the OGs, but it's good to know you're champ with everything. That's awesome.
What about in a tournament sense? Like, run us through like what kind of things you go through, as an athlete to a certain extent, like the things that are going on in your head, like you're entering day one kind of thing. Are you sussing out the competition? Like, this is going to sound really dumb, but I'm thinking like a bodybuilder. You look over the side and you see someone else with massive biceps. You're like, ugh. Like, are you doing that kind of stuff? What's some of the mental fatigue that goes on as well?
Yeah, for a tournament, get a pump. you know, I'd say like for international competition, it's the first matches are always stressful because these tournaments are like really large. Like, you'll get upwards of like on the smaller scale of American tournaments, like 200 entrants, and on the bigger scale, like 500 to 700 and even to 2,000, 5,000 on like the very, very big ones. So it's a lot of matches you have to play, and yeah, it's just about clearing those early nerves. Because me being me, I've already scoped out the competition in America or the countries I go to. So I know who I'm playing against, but it's like I try my best to watch their replays, figure out their habits. And luckily, I'm coming from a smaller nation, so a lot of them haven't actually... when I first play them, they actually don't know who I am. So I actually have a lot of advantage in that sense going into these competitions. But yeah, it's about clearing those early nerves. And usually once they settle, that's when I start playing really, really well.
Oh, you're a master of your craft, and you do your scout. Just on that really quickly as well, you've clearly traveled the world. Where has this game taken you? We were talking before, you've been to Turkey, but where else have you been?
So I've been to Australia too many times to count. Sydney like 6 times, Melbourne 3, Adelaide once, and hopefully only once. I've been to Chicago twice.
Wow.
LA once and Vegas once.
Wicked.
I did terrible in Vegas, but it was really fun.
So obviously the world champs was in Turkey. Is that correct?
Yeah, we had so the IOC, which is like the Olympic Committee, they ran this esports tournament in Turkey 2 years ago. They run it yearly, but the one I went to was in Istanbul. It was like a one person per country rep type deal.
Wow. Who'd you beat?
I beat the representatives from St. Lucia, Thailand, Ghana, Singapore. I lost to the representative from Taiwan, and then I beat the guy from United Arab Emirates, Dubai, to place third.
Wow. Do you remember your match? Like, when, what did he get you with?
And,
like,
dude,
what you would have done differently? Like,
The guy from Thailand, he plays, he played at the time like a really rare character.
Oh.
Like, he was pretty much the only one playing that character on that level. So
was that his game plan? Because a lot of people weren't used to actually playing that character.
Yeah, that was fully it was fully his game plan. So like I played it and I was like, oh my god, I just didn't know what to do. Obviously, I had like a bit of experience with the character myself, but it's just not the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, but my third place match went really well. He kind of kept pushing buttons in the wrong spaces, and just ate a lot of damage for it.
So cool. Run me through like a match. So obviously you've beaten all these people, but is it like we play? You know, you play the three rounds. You're trying to win the two, or do you have? Is it like a series almost?
Also, you have to win two rounds or best of three rounds to win a single game.
And so it's literally like that. So you could have gone all that way and lost the first one.
Oh no. And then you have to play first person to win two games.
Oh, wow. Until, yeah.
Between rounds.
Yeah. What, still, you got to get ready.
What's the trash talk like from you? Like, you seem like a very, you know, humble guy. Like, do you get to yapping while you play, or you just let the moves do the talking?
I try not to. Not in major competitions. It's only like for side things. Yeah. I tend to trash talk more when I care less about the result.
Yeah. Man's just burnt down all of Adelaide. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he came all of Adelaide. Like, he got some trash. Hey, yeah, tell us, Regan, what's the if I'm a youngin and I'm into a game in particular, what's that transition like from going from playing it, you know, at home to wanting to take it seriously? And how did that look for you?
I think a lot of people get confused on the idea that just playing more means you'll get better. Mm. I think when I realized I wanted to be more serious with it, it was more about just the time I was spending with the game. I had to plan it out a bit more. So make sure that I'm studying particular matchups, practicing particular combos, or learning my spacing, and not just mindlessly playing the game.
Yeah.
The easiest way. The easiest way I can describe it is like you know, you can shoot a basketball every day for the rest of your life and still suck at basketball.
Now you're talking my language.
That's me, really, to be honest.
But if you plan out your training schedule, and just optimize maybe that 1 hour of time that you're playing with the game, then you're gonna get really good really fast.
Yeah, I like it. Well, you know, you are an athlete in what you do, to be honest. So it's good that you prep like that. I was talking to you just before this though, and you were saying you've kind of come off the game a little bit, especially last year because you were finishing your degree. You were studying, bro. So how much fucky for that? Like, what did you end up studying?
I did my bachelor's in mechanical engineering.
Come on.
Nice. Wow. Are you done?
Come on. That's what I'm saying. And is that, it was obviously like gaming is something you're passionate about, but did your dad push you to do that? Did you push you? Like, it was still good to get an education as well?
It was, when I was growing up, education was the condition to being able to play PlayStation.
Wow.
So it was like, if you haven't done your homework, you can't play. Which I think is pretty normal.
Yeah, kind of standard. Yeah.
It should be normal. It should be.
And it's like if I got up early, got ready, then I could play from maybe like 7 to 7:30 before I had to go to school. Certain things like that. Like, I had to do things before I was able to play.
Okay.
And that was how I was growing up. And then I sort of just had like an affinity for like math and physics.
Oh.
So kind of just. It was very natural for me to go into engineering.
It's one of those things.
What's a mind-blowing fact about physics that us casuals wouldn't know? I love hearing that stuff.
Oh.
Anything interesting? Putting you on the spot here.
Nah. I reckon that's the right answer. That is so
that's
the right
like,
answer.
That's like PTSD.
I would love to ask you, you were talking about home, the home life, and you've traveled the world playing tournaments, but how do you feel when you see someone like Spark Game Arena come into the New Zealand market, the gaming market, something you've been involved with, and you know the possibility then opens up where there could be massive major tournaments here in Aotearoa and you get the home ground advantage? You know what I mean? Like, and is that a thing? Is it nice to not have to travel to play in a tournament? Would that be awesome, you know, to know that someone like Spark Game Arena are in there now and we, you know, you might not have to travel the world as much?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice having more support for our scene. Esports in New Zealand especially is very much a grassroots thing right now.
Totally.
So any type of injection is always like greatly appreciated. if we're able to get to the point where international players are wanting to come here instead of us wanting to go overseas, then I guess that's
the dream.
That's a dream, that's pretty much. Dream. Yeah.
Do you have any aspirations, just like kind of before we wrap up, like of what you want to achieve with this game, or even in, I don't know, mechanical engineering too? Like, what's your goals? Your big goals?
In terms of engineering, I like to travel the world and engineer. Okay. I think that's the aim. In terms of Street Fighter, play the best that I can. Yeah. It's like my competitive outlet.
Yeah.
So I just naturally like competition in that form. So I'll try my best to put it on.
Have you got a number? You got 7 on them tangs right now. Is there a number that you'd love to get to?
A number?
Yeah, like
how many rings? Champs?
Yeah. Nationals.
You kind of clocked it.
All of them.
There is no number. I love that.
That's it.
Hey, bro, you are, man, your story is incredible. You're clearly incredible on the sticks. We appreciate you stopping by and keep killing it on the world stage for us, bro.
Thank you for having me. That was cool.
Him, bro, him.
Timothy.
Yo.
Heavy. Heavy, bro. Yeah, you don't play around with him.
Stats
He's
up.
So humble.
What is with our great humble people? Our great
Maybe
people.
Maybe that's couldn't be wrong. Us.
Couldn't be us. Hey, that's us for another week on The Gaming Shift. Thanks again to our mates at Spark Game Arena. Visit the website spark.co.nz/gaming and sign up to receive all the gaming updates.
Number.
This is The Morning Shift.
That's all she wrote, folks. That is the show. It's a Thursday already. Time flies when you're having fun with your mates, man. We'll go tomorrow. I want to know how badly you got roasted.
Oh, this is all the Tom Brady roast.
Yeah, this is all the back of the Tom Brady roast. There were some good ones. But I know there's some people that remember. You remember that time you got absolutely mouth bashed.
We got a special shout out to, and we got my Mother's Day perfume given away.
Do you remember what it is?
Dior Jadore.
Jadore!
Jadore!
Love you guys. Check out the people. See you tomorrow.
This is The Shift. The Shift. Morning Shift.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can with you.
The Shift.
I love you.
This is The Shift.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm making good.